You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now in studio, we have got Alexandre Philippe. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, it's lovely to have you up here today. You've been in the country for less than 24 hours.
Yes.
And you've come to chat to us about Memory, The Origins of Alien, which is a film in the Documentary Film Festival, Documentary Edge Film Festival, and you are the director of it.
That's right.
And it is about Alien, the classic, which I shamefully have never seen. I was just saying, it's an absolute indictment on my part there, terrible. But it is an absolute classic, and Memory is the original draft title of the film, is that correct?
Yeah, well, before Alien was called Alien, it was actually called Star Beast, and before Star Beast,
quite
it
like
was
Star
Memory.
Beast.
Yeah, Star Beast, it sounds like a B-movie,
yeah.
Which is what's actually really interesting, because Alien, the story of Alien really existed in sort of B form prior to that. You know, you look at movies like you know, Planet of the Vampires, or Queen of Blood, or It, the Terror from Beyond Space, which were movies that Dan O'Bannon really was inspired by. Those are essentially early drafts of Alien.
And what I find really interesting is the way that you've approached this is like a deep dive into how it's been made, and some of the sort of different things that inspired it, which is quite broad. It goes all the way from comics into mythology and things like that.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by some of the origin stories, or was it kind of like, okay, I can see, as a fan of this movie, I can see how you get from here to here?
Oh no, I mean, it's completely surprising. And I mean, I think even though Memory is, you know, obviously very much a film about Alien, and as you said, an origin story, it is, I think, primarily a film about the resonance of myth and our collective unconscious. And so it's a full-on sort of mythological deep dive into how we sort of perceive movies and have movies that are, you know, that sort of resonate with us culturally, just work their way into our collective unconscious. So
that is really interesting as well, because as someone who's shamefully never seen Alien, I still feel like I have kind of a gist of, I know what it looks like in my head. It's got that sort of dark spookiness. I know the classic scene as well, the chest bursting.
That's
that kind of thing. It does just work itself into a collective psyche as well.
Yeah.
So you've worked on other movies in the past as well, in this deep dive way. Is this something that you find really invigorating, to work in that way where you get to just hone in on the details of how something is made?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I think films about film are an art form in and of themselves, and I think they can be and they should be. And I think there's many ways to sort of approach cinema from a quote-unquote documentary perspective. And I really, I'm very excited about sort of pushing the form into sort of new areas. You know, right now I'm finishing a film about The Exorcist with William Friedkin, which is completely different than what you would expect a film to be, you know, on The Exorcist. In fact, it's The Exorcist through, you know, fine art and classical music and, you know, opera and classic cinema. So it's nothing to do with like special effects or the kind of stuff that you would expect. So yeah, I'm absolutely passionate about what I do, and I'm going to be doing this for a long, long time. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. I think that's really interesting, though, things that you sort of see sitting in one genre or one sort of world, like the highbrow, lowbrow kind of clash in the things, because you've done a movie about Psycho as well, where you look
the shower scene specifically
the shower scene, and that is something that I can see how people would talk about that movie in the sort of like fine arts realm or something like that, because it's referenced so often in those worlds. But looking at something like Alien, I think maybe people wouldn't necessarily expect to see it sort of pulled apart and analyzed in the same way that you'd pull apart sort of these classic kind of more highbrow, I'm saying this in quotation marks.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and you know, well, I'm very interested, I've always been very interested in these moments in cinema that are essentially, that become cultural moments. And there's, you know, if you think about it, there's very, very few of them. You know, you can think about the shower scene, of course, the chestburster scene. You think about, you know, Star Wars coming out in 1977. You know, I remember that, you know, the Blair Witch Project and sort of the reaction of the audience, you know, to the final image was really something quite extraordinary. But since then, it's really difficult to think of movies that really sort of shake us to our core.
I was going to say, when you're watching movies just for like personal enjoyment, are you sitting there watching being like, is this going to be one of those moments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always you're looking for the next
Yeah,
cocktail.
I mean, it will happen, but I think it tends to happen every few decades, you know.
And that's so interesting as well, because they set a precedent then as well. So you've got like the chest burster scene, which then sets off, you know, I don't know, countless other movies that, you know, directors and like, you know, costume and all levels of that film, people will be inspired by those pivotal moments in cinema as well.
For sure. And that scene could have been a catastrophe. The whole movie, Alien, really completely hinged on how successfully Ridley Scott was going to be able to pull off that scene. And, you know, if you think about it, it's really a puppet on a stick with a bunch of blood and, you know, cow entrails and all of that stuff. Yeah. So they took a massive chance, and the execution and the editing is just spectacular.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it as well, is when you look at all the drawings, like on the image actually that you've got on the Dockage festival, it looks kind of like you'd look at it and you'd go, okay, well, that's not that scary. It's sort of like a worm with two eyes and teeth. It looks a little bit funny.
Image,
you know?
That drawing, by the way, is the first original pencil drawing by Dan O'Bannon of the chest burster.
Oh, amazing.
It's spectacular.
I actually find that image quite scary. Like, I'm looking at that and I'm like, yuck.
We have different thresholds.
It's great. I love it so much. I love it so much.
But you like horror movies way more than I do, I think. So we do have very different thresholds.
I also haven't seen Alien, though.
Oh, my God.
I know. I didn't want to say, but I also haven't seen Alien.
It's the 40th anniversary this year, right? In fact, May 25th was the actual 40th anniversary of the U.S. theatrical release. And there's no better time now than watch this movie.
I was going to say, this seems like quite a good entry point as well. Like, you don't necessarily need to have seen the movie or know much about Alien to come into this.
Yeah, and in fact, many people, you know, because I've been touring with the film now since Sundance, so it's been, 3-4 months? And, you know, there's always people who show up to the screening who have never watched Alien, and, you know, their reaction right away is like, oh my gosh, I have to go watch Alien now. So absolutely, if you've never watched the film, come and check it out.
There's a few dates that people can come along. If you want to, you can come today, 12:30 p.m. to the Auckland Art Gallery Auditorium. There is also tomorrow, Saturday the 8th of June, at the Rangatira Theatre and Q Theatre. That's at 8:30 p.m. so that's an evening screening if you can't come during the day. And then if you happen to be in Wellington or you're listening from Wellington, at the Roxy on the 14th of June at 9 p.m. there will be a screening, and you're also doing a screenwriting masterclass, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's called Scripting the Unscripted. So fantastic. It's about documentary screenwriting, essentially.
So if you're down in Wellington, definitely head along to those things as well. It's a great sounding movie. I'm definitely really interested to see it, especially because as someone who is very uninitiated in the Alien genre, I'm really fascinated by this film. Thank you so much for popping in this morning and chatting to us about it.
If you do want to head along to any of those films, you can get your tickets from dockedge.nz, and then the film is Memories, the Origins of Alien.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alexandra.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.